Moreover, this was a symbol of the baptismal font and what follows of the Holy Communion table. For just as you consume the body of the Lord, so they ate manna, and as you drink the blood, so they drank water from a rock. Although these were concrete items that were provided, they were given in a spiritual context, not in accordance with natural order, but consistent with the generous intention of the gift, and it nourished both the body and the soul, guiding it towards faith. For this reason, you see, there were no comments made about the food, for it was entirely different, not only in how it was provided, but also in its nature. However, regarding the drink, since only the method of the provision was extraordinary and needed proof, after stating that they drank the same spiritual drink, he added, "For they drank from a spiritual rock that followed them," followed by, "and the rock was Christ." Because it was not the physical nature of the rock that produced the water. If it were, it would have flowed before this event. Instead, a different kind of rock, a spiritual one, accomplished everything. That is Christ, who was with them everywhere and performed all the miracles. For this reason, he mentioned, that followed them.